Hey everybody, thanks for joining again today. Today we're going to be going into Philippians chapter 3, the first 11 verses. In our text today, Paul is going to talk about not being satisfied where he had been and what his desire is. If someone were to ask you or me today, are you happy with your life? What would you say? Probably if someone asked me that when I was young and had few cares and worries, I would have said, right away, absolutely, I'm just having a great time. But then as I got older, and maybe you realize this as well, with life getting older, so there were so many more ups and downs and so many more concerns you had to have, and maybe my answer would have been different. Then when I became a Christian, there became another change in life. New meaning, new direction, a new commitment, a new contentment, a new happiness. Am I satisfied where I'm at? No, because I don't think we're ever satisfied. We always want to be better, want to do better for the Lord, want to serve Him more. I think we're going to see that next time, even in the life of Paul. Paul was not content where he was at. He was content, but he wasn't satisfied that he couldn't do better. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. But have I found a different kind of peace, a different kind of happiness, a better contentment? Hebrews would talk about the Christian life and how much better it is. And certainly if someone were to ask me today, are you happy as a Christian? My answer would be yes, because the Lord does so much for us each and every day and blesses us in so many ways. I love being a child of God. He loves us and serves us in so many ways, and we have the opportunity to love and to serve others. Excuse me. I hope if we see nothing else in the life of Paul, we see how much he loved his fellow man. So let's read our text this morning. Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. Concerning the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. First thing I think we need to notice in these first 11 verses is that Christ is referred to 11 times. That may not mean everything in this text, but it certainly shows the direction that this text is going to go and what is important in the life of Paul. Paul starts by encouraging them and us, rejoice in the Lord. But he follows that up with a warning. There are some today we still need to be aware of. Those who oppose the cause of Christ, those who are enemies of the cross, will always be trying to rob us of our joy that we have in Him. He also warns us, rejoice in Christ. Don't put your confidence in the Lord, Don't rejoice in the Lord, but don't put your confidence in the flesh. Then he goes on to describe how successful he was in his pre-Christian life. He was heading to the top, great credentials, but still knew something was missing. He understood having everything without Christ was like Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, vanity and emptiness. How many today seem to have it all, yet they still feel something is missing? Paul gave all that up for Christ, considered the earthly accolades rubbish for Christ. He had a greater desire. Now, I want to notice that those desires are in verses 8 through 11. I want us just to read them. He wanted the knowledge of Jesus. He wanted to be found in Christ, having God's righteousness, not his own. He wanted to know him, not just know about him, but actually know him, have a relationship with him. He wanted to know the power of the resurrection. He even wanted to partake of his sufferings and be conformed to his death, if that meant that he could attain the resurrection. He was all in for Jesus, so that he could live eternally with Jesus. Sounds like a good plan. May we strive today for these same things, that we too may have our greatest desire be to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. Thanks for being here. Hope to see you next time.